Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions apply.
What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can express yourself in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at brag-worthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
All right, welcome back in as we are live here on The Drive, live here on a Football Friday, our first one of the year here in Talliers. Let's hear it up. Let's hear the people clap it up. There you go. There you go. We got a good crowd. Uh-oh, we're getting close to that 5 o'clock hour, so that means many of you are getting off work. So go ahead and bring your cell phone down here and enjoy yourself here in Sugar Land and have fun with us. Got a chance to win some prizes, including some tickets to the Texans and Cardinals a little bit later on in the 5 o'clock hour. You got a chance to win $25 gift cards to Academy Sports and Outdoors. So a lot still left to do here. Again, shout out to Academy Sports and Outdoors for Football Friday, also supported by Tomball Ford. So it's been a great, great time, and we look forward to hanging out with you all season long, every single Friday on Football Friday. Clint, we hadn't really got a chance to talk about it. I see it on the screens, replay of the game. I see people talking about it, Clint. The Eagles-Cowboys, and before we get to the game, you don't normally see first play of the game, the kickoff, results into a guy getting carted off, and at the same time, one of the most important players in the game, the best defensive player for the Eagles, gets ejected immediately before he even plays a single down because he went hawk to a on
spit on that thing.
I mean, it was as if you were ready. We have not talked about that at all. And Chris was at the ready. Shout out to Santiago as Tyler is out today, but Chris is in rare form. But he spits on Dak Prescott and gets ejected, and then, the rest of the game happens. But it was a crazy, crazy scene, and I got to believe there's dudes even in his own locker room that are looking at him different. Like, I'm not going to lie to you, Clint, if I saw you, and you're my guy, if I saw you or Chris or Tyler, like, you about to get in a scuffle, like that guy you walked down who was talking trash to you about what happened at Tennessee, and you walked him outside of the bar, which is a terrible idea.
Terrible.
Awful.
I'm ashamed of it.
Because you want to debate him into fighting you. Mm. But if your move to bait him was, I'm going to get this loogie up and I'm going to spit right on this dude. Like, I look at you different. I ain't going to lie to you. I look at you different. I know you called Framber a child earlier today. That's child behavior. Not even child. I mean, even worse, child behavior. But I got to believe there's some guys in his own locker room like, hey, man, really? Like, that was your move? Like, that was it? like, I mean, cut block him. Hit him in, like, kick him in his balls. Like, hit him in his throat. Like,
yeah.
I mean, spit on him. Like, and to be honest, for their defense, it was really downhill from there. I mean, the Eagles, I was surprised by that game to me. And I know Jalen Carter means a ton to them. He may be the second, third, hell, he may be the best defensive tackle in the game. And he obviously took himself out of the game, and the Eagles' defense looked a lot different without him. But the Cowboys, to me, appeared to really just stop themselves in that game. And they I don't even say they just had a chance to win it. If you look at their mistakes, they got a fumble inside the 10. CeeDee Lamb drops a ball that could have kept a drive alive and maybe even got them at least in the field goal range with their kicker. And then CeeDee Lamb just drops, you know, a wide open pass that could have really changed the game in the fourth quarter. He had three or four drops in this game. I didn't think it was going to be a situation where I would come away and say, man, I think they should have won. I thought they'd be in the game, but I came away thinking, man, the Cowboys probably were the better team out there, you know, at times. If you just, I mean, obviously you can't take away the mistakes, which, you know, obviously hurts that, but they played a lot better and a lot tighter than I thought they would.
Yeah, they ran the ball effectively. Dak Prescott was nails the entire time. He was great in the pocket. The time that they did get pressure, he was able to slide in the pocket and get the ball down the field. Dak was tremendous. But that's the Cowboys' MO. When you don't have discipline, there just seems to be a culture and a standard that is missing in Dallas. What happens is it may be somebody different, it may be a different reason every game, but it's always something that they self-destruct and hold themselves back. Whether it's the Green Bay loss in the playoffs where it's a clock issue and you don't clock the football the right way, or it's CeeDee Lamb dropping footballs in critical moments. Not one, not two, but three different moments, I think, late in that game, CeeDee Lamb dropped balls. And so it's – look, that's uncharacteristic of him, but it's just – it's own brand for the Dallas Cowboys of the just self-destructing.
Your life isn't one size fits all. Every day brings something different. Your style should too. At Maurice's, we make it easy to show up feeling comfortable, confident, and completely you. Our over 800 stylists are here to help you look your best. From tried and true denim to head-turning looks, we've got styles that fit your life and your budget. Fashion made for real-life moments. Maurice's.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
That they do in any big moment. It just seems like there's always something that holds them back, and it's usually some level of preparation or some level of attention to detail that ends up holding them back. And that was on brand. I would have bet the Cowboys last night with the 8.5 points, but I did not bet it. But if I were going to bet, that's what I would have bet, but I would have never bet them to win that game.
I think Tyler lost on that. I think he thought it was going to be maybe a blowout in that. And I think did the game make you change your thought process on the Cowboys before seeing them? Because it did for me a bit.
No, not for me. I think the Cowboys are they're going to be a really good regular season team. Now they live in a division that is exponentially more difficult to navigate right now with the Washington Commanders playing the football that they're playing, and the Giants look like they're going to be at least moving in the right direction.
What's up with that? The Giants have become a real.
Well, they got a
sexy
they got a defense, boy. They got at least D-line. On paper they got a defense that's got a real chance. But the You know, the thought is there is, yeah, I think the Cowboys are going to win as many of those games against those really good teams as they lose. And I think you're looking at a really good regular season football team once again. But when it all boils down to it, Nick, I hate to say it, but Nick Caserio's right. A lot of teams, if you just play sound football, a lot of teams will beat themselves. If you just go out there and you don't beat yourself, you play smart, you play sound, there's a lot of teams that'll beat themselves, and the Dallas Cowboys are one of them.
Weak ass Cowboys.
Yeah, I watched that game thinking, okay, man, this was the first time this offense got together. You can clearly see there is going to be kind of growth in how they navigate Pickens, because he wasn't even really into the game. Tyler will tell you that's the bet that he lost. That's the bet that he lost last night. Tyler
right.
told us today he had him with you know, certain amount of catches that he didn't get. But you can see there's going to be something to explore with that. CeeDee Lamb had more room, I think, a lot because of him. The running game was better than you thought. I feel like their offense is going to get better anyway. And I'm not going to lie to you, I watched it thinking, oh, my God, Jerry. I just wonder if Jalen Hurts would be able to get loose, run for – I mean, he ran for two touchdowns. I think they were both broken plays or not design runs. Run for two touchdowns, you know, had scrambles where he extended third downs or drives on getting runs on third down. In my mind, I'm thinking, does he do that if Micah Parsons is out there? Is he busted loose if Micah Parsons is out there? I look at that, and that team to me, especially offensively, was a lot better. They looked a lot better under Eberflus. They looked a lot better with their corners healthy that they weren't healthy last year. I just looked at it. I'm like, man, what in the hell would that would have looked like if they had Micah Parsons out there? So I think the Cowboys, I didn't think they were going to be terrible. I felt like they were like a 7-8 win team. And I don't know. This is absolutely their toughest game on the schedule, on the road at Philadelphia. And I honest to God, I think they should have won it. I think they should have won the game, and they didn't. And I don't know, that kind of changed the way that I view the Cowboys. Now maybe they'll get hurt. Dak looked really good. I mean, it's a damn shame he had 188 yards passing, because he sure as hell should have had way more than that. But I don't know, man. The Cowboys looked surprisingly to me a lot better. I didn't think they would get the doors blown off of them, but I didn't think, man, they are standing right up with them.
Yeah, I think one difference in watching the Cowboys from a positive perspective, I thought they did a really good job of managing the game. The game was still a one-possession game. They didn't get over-aggressive until they had to in the fourth quarter, you know, until the game was on the line and they had to. And, you know, living in that little bit more reserved world is probably where Dak needs to live if they're gonna and running the football. They stuck to the run. So I like the version of football that we saw from the Cowboys a lot more than them going out there and Dak throwing for 350 yards and losing and throwing two or three picks. I like what they did offensively. If CeeDee Lamb goes out there in any of the final, two or three drives, if he makes one of those catches, yeah, it's a different game.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Or, you know, they got a Miles Sanders fumbles, yep, you know, in the red zone.
Yeah.
That was a killer. All right. This is Football Talk on Sports Radio 610. It is presented by Paramount Plus. You can't count on much these days, but you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus. Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday on CBS and Paramount Plus all season long. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. you'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
A message from a former New Yorker presented by Street Easy.
What we all miss the most is the food.
The Chinese food.
Any decent Chinese food or pizza.
New York City pizza.
I'm not driving 35 minutes for a decent slice of pizza, okay?
There's no pizza. There's no bagels.
Bagels.
Man, I miss some bacon, egg, and cheeses, man.
I have 3 Thai places on my block.
Get the local expertise you need to never become a former New Yorker. Go to StreetEasy.com to get started. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Incorporated, which has licenses in all 50 states.